everyone. Welcome to VNN Vortex Network News. I'm Aurora Light, and we're going to be getting into some very interesting things on today's show. First of all, let me tell you about an event coming up that we're all very excited about, and that is the Sedona UFO Skywatch Conference. And this is the first time there's ever been a conference of this nature. Our goal is to let everyone who comes to this conference take a look through these Generation 3 military grade, very high end goggles that'll allow you to have this night vision. These night vision goggles allow you to actually see huge motherships with small craft, exiting and entering from them and flying in formation, and actually some of them engaging in real space battles. And so this is very interesting, you know, how it says in the Bible, and the sky will be cleansed. You know, the heavens will be cleansed. And, you know, you have to wonder, is this the Armageddon battle that is taking place right above our heads and we don't even know about it, that our government has kept us in the dark about it, actually? So when you look through these glasses and then they are magnified, what we're seeing at the conference will then be magnified onto a screen outside at night, a large screen where you can see them blown up, you know, bigger than what you're seeing through the goggles. You can see them enlarged, and you can really see sometimes even the windows on the spacecraft. So it's very interesting. So, and we're going to have a lineup of fantastic speakers, contactees, and people like David Sarita, Michael Elijon, and Dr. Alfred Weber. These people are all cutting edge in the field of UFOs, extraterrestrial information. So there will be a number of other speakers coming in from California that I've interviewed on the radio and are fascinating, and I'm looking forward to hearing them as well. So please go to UFOSkywatch.com. And we are going, for those of you who can not make it to Sedona, the 22nd through the 24th of May, for this conference, if you'd like to get some DVDs of the conference, we are going to have those available too. So please check us out and let us know what your interest level is. We have tickets ranging from $5 up. So we did a recession-proof conference. We did $5 tickets. When's the last time you were able to walk into a conference store for $5? Well, now you can. At the Sedona Creative Life Center. It's a gorgeous facility. We're going to have food there, and we're going to have some really good, tasty food that's healthy and will also not break your pocketbook. And because we realize a lot of people right now are stretching their dollars as far as they can, and we tried to put on a fabulous conference for you at a very good price so that everyone can make it. We've also got special deals on hotels there in Sedona. So, you know, half the price than they were last year, by the way. So, you know, if you've ever wanted to go to Sedona and you've hesitated because it's been so expensive, well, you can take advantage of these low prices that are there right now on the hotels and food and the conference, and just have yourself a fabulous time. So we're going to start on Friday, and we're going to go right through till Sunday night at 10 o'clock at night. So it's going to be a full weekend. And then, you know, on Monday, we're doing Vortex tours. And we're taking people all to the major vortexes there in Sedona. And Michael Elijon is going to do a channeling, and we're going to do a meditation there to bring in the energies. And William Alec is going to be taking pictures. He seems to be very good at taking pictures of orbs and phenomena. He's taken some fabulous pictures in Traverse City and in Prescott, Arizona. So we'll have him there taking photos, and maybe you'll have a picture to take home of an orb over your head while you're meditating at the vortexes. So that would be quite a souvenir of Sedona, wouldn't it? And those kind of magical things do happen all the time, and, you know, especially in places like Sedona with all these fabulous vortexes. Our special guest today is somebody that many of you know of. He's quite well known. He has many books out that are well known, and he's probably been one of my favorite people to interview. He's always full of fascinating information that he keeps at his fingertips. I don't know how he does it, and that is Dr. Len Horowitz. And Dr. Len Horowitz is putting on a very special event called H2O Live. And this is going to be something that we're going to participate in as well. It's going to be coming up after the conference. So I want to welcome Dr. Len Horowitz to our show today.
Hi, Aurora.
Hello, Dr. Horowitz. How are you this morning?
Very, very blessed. You know, I want to give a testimonial to Ed Grimsley's binoculars and the incredible sightings that you can see when you actually go in to this conference and see these things. And, you know, you leave absolutely certain, like you've never, ever been before, about what's going on in the heavens.
That's right, Len. You know, we've been kept in the dark for so long on this planet. I look back and it seems like it's been almost since the beginning of time that there's been a suppression for and a hoarding, you might say, of the truth.
Yeah, and the truth shall set you free, and the fact that we're not alone in this universe, and that there's a lot of people that are working for us, you know, a lot of beings that are working for humanity's salvation and our spiritual evolution, is a most profound, wonderful understanding. And to have it, literally watch it, to see it, is something that is a lifetime experience and totally memorable and uplifting, I think.
Absolutely, because as you said, the truth does set you free. For all you skeptics out there, all you people who just want a confirmation that we do have friends upstairs, this confirms it.
Yeah, it does. And so I would highly encourage, I would be there if I wasn't administering the Concert for the Living Water, Live H2O. We've got 6 weeks left before the big event, and everybody needs to participate who has any sense of consciousness and loving hearts that wants to see Earth transition into peace on Earth with world health and universal prosperity, no shortage of anything, nothing. That's the way it has to be, and it can be, to fulfill Bible prophecy, but also what's in our hearts. We know that we can live a better way. So that's what we're working on. But this conference that you've got going on, it sounds like a wonderful thing. By the way, Sedona is a fabulous vortex area. We have one of our venues in Sedona for that reason. And I would highly encourage anyone that can get to your conference to definitely go there. And then one of the venues, again, on June 19th to the 21st, is likewise in Sedona. There's one in Long Beach. There's one in Hemet, California. They're all over. They're popping up all over the world now.
Well, I want to say, Len, that I think it's a fabulous concept. And I want to thank you so much for commenting on the conference. Yes, this is a very special conference, Len, and we want to do more of them. Now, Bill and I and Michael, Bill Alec, who is our science, you know, person on our team here, who is the head of the Progressive Tech Center, he has also arranged for us to carry the high-end Generation 3 military-grade glasses for people who want to get them for themselves. And so we are going to be distributing these as quickly as possible to as many people as possible, because we have heard very strong indicators that they are planning on making these not available to civilians very soon in the future.
Yeah, well, William Alec is a brilliant man, and I really can vouch for what he puts out in the world. So, yeah, I think what you've done is you've done a beautiful service, too, to drop the prices like you have, to open it up to people just for the service of edifying the congregation, you know, uplifting everybody in the truth that shall set people free is such a wonderful, blessed, loving service that you're rendering. So congratulations.
Well, thank you, Len. Well, as you know, Michael Alejan and myself and you have been in service to the hierarchy for a long, long time. And, you know, we want to just see this planet. We feel right now this planet is in escrow, and it can go either way. And it's really, you know, the forces of light have to. They can't just sit back on their laurels and say, well, you know, we're the forces of light. Of course we're going to win. It's not that simple. You really have to go onto the field and play and fight the good war against ignorance and cruelty. And these things have to be overcome here on this planet. We can't allow half the world's on a diet, and the other half is starving to death.
You know, sister, you're always so intuitive and so right on to what the message is for the moment. You know, I want to acknowledge that and honor you, and I want to tell you that my heart feels the same way about where we're at, and I feel my heart feels really saddened because there's so few brothers and sisters out there that are really going as the peacemakers, powerfully, strongly, absolute, with highest integrity, doing the work, doing what they say they're going to do, actually getting down and looking inside and purifying and perfecting that last tidbit that is required for us to be the superhuman beings that God meant us to be. And I share that now. I'm coming through 2 years now of an advancing concert for the living water, Live H2O, and I can tell you that this most profound event is the fulfillment of Bible prophecy, totally, amazingly divine. We've been assigned. It's kind of like, you know, we've had the angels from above and that are right here guide us. And our task has been to reach out to our brothers and sisters who say that they're going to be engaging, say that they're conscious, say that they're loving, say that they want to make a difference in the world. And yet it is profound, the level of deception and illusion and attachment to things that are false gods, like the god of money or the god of science or the god of medicine and the god of pills. You know, it's you got to come out of that deception. Come out of her, my people, lest she be infected by her lunacy, her hypocrisy, and her plagues. And that this is where I think the real brothers and sisters now are starting to get that they have got to look in themselves, because salvation lies within.
Well, you know, Len, how many multimillionaires have you met on this journey who were miserable, sad people?
You know, I totally see that. You know, when I was young and I visited in Newport, Rhode Island, the Vanderbilt's estate and the Carnegie's mansion, and I realized, you know what, we have toilets, we have sinks, we have showers that are much nicer than what they had back then. And the reality is everybody's going to die. We're all, as soon as we're born, we're virtually in the process of leaving. You know, I know that's like, you know, look at the glasses half full or half empty, but there's such an attachment to life, to physical living, and people are in such fear to protect this thing called the physical temple. You know, this thing called life and this, you know, experience that we have is overrated. The real life is in the spiritual realm. And whether you look at it and you see it in the goggles and you see what's taking place on different planes and different levels of the sky, or whether you look inside your own cells and see what's going on in the DNA and the lights and the sound signaling that's taking place inside of us, you know, gee whiz, this is a consciousness, spiritual essence within us that has to be set free, because the only thing blocking it is the illusion of separation.
Well, you know, Len, while you were speaking, I was having these flashes just now, which I love to interview you, Len, and have you on as a guest, because when you speak, you know, you just trigger this harmony chord of truth within my being. And, you know, I just vibrate to it, you know, my whole body, my cellular structure, I feel it come alive and being stimulated by the truth. You know, there's so much falsehood and delusion and illusion being put out there. It's ridiculous. I always say, there's only two things you can do in life. You can impress me or depress me. Which one do you want to choose?
You know, that's so perfect. You know, because we've gotten to the point right now, let's take what you just said that was profound truth and apply it to where we are as human beings and a civilization at this very moment. People are given the choice right now. You're either going to choose in or you're going to choose out. And it's become such a clear choice.
Yes, it has.
Right, so that you're either going to be in love, in the moment, in highest level integrity, honoring the creator within, honoring the fact that we can live a better life, we can have a better way, that we can literally overcome every obstacle with faith and prayer, and that literally, if you don't choose that and you live a lie, then that's a choice that is demeaning to you and everyone else, and you can't be part of the team that is surviving and thriving.
That's right. Absolutely. I mean, just magnificently spoken. Absolutely true. Yes, I want to say something, too, about this swine flu thing and down there in Mexico. Michael Alijan, as you well know, is an excellent, excellent channel for the spiritual hierarchy, for the masters. And, you know, he's been a very clear channel throughout his life. The highest level of accuracy I've ever seen of any channel. And he said that the cabal cooked up this virus and implemented it there in Mexico, and we're expecting a huge epidemic. Well, Michael said, because people's frequencies have gone up so much this past year, that their people's frequencies now are so high, they can easily, those of us of the light, which most people do want to go into the light. In fact, Michael says that over 90% of people have chosen to go with the light on this planet. I think he said more than 90%, something like 99% of the people
Aurora,
who have chosen.
I think, all right.
Yes. Yes, are you there?
Aurora?
Yes.
Yeah, you're distorting very badly.
I'm distorting badly. Okay, Bill needs to know that.
Yeah, Aurora, you're distorting very, very severely.
Yes, there must be messing with the lines.
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me now?
I can hear you all distorted, Sridi.
Okay, Bill, there is a problem there at a chief.
I still hear you very distorted.
Okay, I'm not coming through the airwaves properly,
Hello?
Bill.
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you, Len, very clearly, very perfectly, actually. Now I'm not. Now Len's gone. And what's going on there at home office? What's going on in the production studio?
Yeah, Aurora, I have no idea. I was hearing him fine. I'm hearing you fine in the phone circuit. I'll dial him on a different
line.
All
right. Why don't you call Len back, hang up on him, and let him come back in. Let's disconnect him and then pull him back in. He's obviously the one hearing the distortion. So as I was saying, folks, am I on now, Bill?
Yeah, you're on.
Okay. As I was saying, folks, you know, this virus that was supposed to be this huge plague, as you notice, fizzled out very quickly. And that's because people have raised their frequencies and decided to go with the light. And they are really able to overcome these viruses a lot easier now. So, and, you know, people know about doing holistic health, too. A lot of people know about taking their vitamin C's and, you know, taking different nutrients, such as A and E and C and B. And actually, I really like our liquid organic vitamins, and then I take liquid organic minerals through KM by Mattal Botanical. And you can go to healthgalleria.com there, and you can see about detoxing the body with our electromagnetic detoxers through the ionizers through the feet, pulling out these heavy metals in your body, and then raising your frequency with the device that pulses on your wrist, helps kill viruses and bacteria. So I want to encourage you all to do that. Take the KM and pick up one of these ion machines and, you know, detoxify your body at healthgalleria.com, who is one of our sponsors of Vortex Network News. So I appreciate all of you going there, checking it out. You'll see that everything on there is listed as below factory direct prices. Bill, let me know there at Achieve when you have Len back on the line here.
I'm back with you.
Pardon me?
Yeah, I'm back with you.
Oh, okay. Len, hello.
Hi.
I don't know what was happening there, but I want to apologize for whatever, the equipment. Who knows? I have a feeling that sometimes when we talk about touchy subjects like this, sometimes some negative interference has been known to come through.
Yeah, you're right. You know, you were talking about the prediction that this plague, this dissemination of the virus H5N1, and the H1N1's fright that we just experienced was intending to decimate a large population, and that we're light workers are basically now coming forward and protective. And I totally agree. I think what we did is we busted the whole thing, you know?
Yes, we did.
So if anybody hasn't seen that yet, what I did is on the internet, and because of the work of a lot of light workers, a lot of wonderful people, I got this YouTube segment called A Special Report on the Mexican Flu by Dr. Horowitz. If you just search in Google or YouTube Mexican Flu Special Report, you'll get right at the top of Google the beautiful 10-minute segment that exposed the people that are intimately connected with loosing this particular virus. And it's not
they're intimately
that many.
Connected in what?
Yeah, they released this type of flu, and this particularly this flu fright. It's a psyops.
Who's
a psychological...
responsible for that?
I'm sorry?
And what agency is responsible for that? The World Organization?
You have people working with the World Health Organization, man in particular, that's heavily implicated because it was his technology that was used to develop these types of vaccines and this specific type of recombinant that they were heralding, which was a recombinant.
Can I just interject something at this point?
Yeah.
And that is, you know, have you ever noticed that the World Health Organization and the Center for Disease Control and the environmental this and that, 9 times out of 10, when you look into these agencies, they're the opposite of their name.
Yeah, well, that's right. I've been saying that. Centers for Disease Control is actually Centers for Disease Creation.
Yes. And the World Death Organization, and not the World Health Organization.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah. So anyway, you asked who's in, responsible, and you can look at, and they should be indicted right now for criminal investigation for genocidal intent. Name is Robertson, James Robertson, from the Economic Union's Chief Virology Decision-Making Think Tank. He is cited heavily in my work now. Then there's two people in the United States, one at the CDC, the other at Novavax, which is the vaccine producer that's getting the multi-billion dollar money, you know, the stockpiling contracts.
I was wondering who was making all the money on it.
Yeah, well, that's the Novavax Corporation, and the man that was with Donis, Dr. Donis at the CDC, used to work with him, then was posted in Novavax in Bethesda, Maryland, is Dr. Rick Bright. And they basically had these types of recombinations of viruses to produce the flu vaccine that they were heralding at the exact time that the Mexican authorities were saying, we have an outbreak happening down here. That's exactly perfectly timed for the release of their preclinical trial that they were heralding big in the news. They were putting out press releases through PR Newswire service. And in essence, this is what Reuters and the officials were reporting, that this was the perfect vaccine, the Johnny on the spot vaccine, and it was an inside trading scam.
That's right. You're right on as usual. Absolutely correct. And you tell it like it is. And, you know, a lot of people out there, you know, I try and talk to them about what's going on, and they're afraid to even speak out about the truth they know. And that's because they don't have what you have, Len, and that's a firm footing in God, and that you know that while God's protecting us and the hierarchy, you know, the Elohim up there and the angels, they know what the deal is down here. They're watching all this take place, and I want you to know that they're the ones that are truly in control, and they're the boys with the big toys. And they know that these bullies here who are on the playground of Earth, who are manipulating things in the way we're discussing right now, their time is up, okay? It's time for them to, the bullies on the playground, to be, you know, removed from their position. And, you know, time for the light workers to say, to stand up for themselves and say, that's enough. We know what's going on, and we're not stupid anymore. We are aware of the chemtrails. We're aware of. I want to bring up something, Len, that maybe you're not aware of, and maybe you are. I don't know. Do you know anything about? I just got reports from some of my light worker friends in L.A. that Homeland Security has been moving into Los Angeles in a big way. Their cars and trucks have been spotted by my light worker reporter friends. And it looks like they're planning on a coup there in L.A., planning on pulling something there.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's very interesting intelligence. I've been feeling in my heart intuitively that if and when something dire is going to happen, and I suspect strongly it will happen pretty soon, that L.A. will be one of the premier, highest likelihood places for them to do something. And the something involves either a suitcase nuclear or biological. And
yes,
so
exactly.
FEMA,
or, you know, they could cook up another tidal wave like they gave the Pacific Rim.
Yeah, you know, so I'm concerned about that, and I'm actually just about an hour south of the L.A. area right now as I speak. And, you know, Creator's stationed me here for this time, and so it's interesting that we're here. And I, like you say, have full faith, and that's what's the critical, one of the two critical things that you've got to have today to consider yourself intelligent or a light worker or evolve
to be an effective light worker.
Yes.
To be an effective light worker, you have to walk out in full faith.
That's exactly
right. You have to step out in full faith and be your authentic self.
That's exactly right, sister. Tell it like it is. Because, and then if you couple that full faith with the creative technology, which is prayer. Prayer is heartfelt, spoken word, frequency, singing it, you can chant it, you can pray it. It's more powerful than just thinking it, but if you think it, that's okay too. But you've got to use the Creator's technology to make your life miraculous. And
I was singing to God one night, doing a prayer off the M4 in France, and two spaceships came down, Sananda's, and the other one, I forget whose it was. It was another VIP. And they came down in answer to my song, prayer, that I was singing to them.
Yeah, I'm telling you, that's so powerful. My highest recommendation for an exercise at this time for everyone listening, and this does not sound crazy at all, go out, find a silent spot where it's just you and nature, and sing praises and glory to the Creator and the Sustainer of your life. And offer yourself up in absolute, devout, heartfelt, highest intention service.
You know, when I got on my knees and prayed one day to be released from cigarettes, when I used to be addicted to maybe smoking a pack a week, but I wanted to free myself of them completely. And I got on my knee, down on my knees and prayed, and I never smoked and never, and I asked for to never want one again. And I never desired another cigarette ever again. And other people who I've prayed with have had the same experience. So, you know, that's how powerful prayer is. And do you know, folks, that when the sun has a surge of energy, our sun in our solar system, that it's registered in our cellular level instantly? Isn't it something, Len?
Because we're totally connected. That's exactly right. Aurora, this is why this event on June the 21st, it's actually a three-day event, but the most important day for everybody to attend is Sunday, June the 21st at 6 o'clock Pacific time, 9 o'clock East Coast. We're going to pray together and chant together for lasting peace on Earth, world health, and prosperity in all ways to eliminate all the problems of Earth. We're going to pull our hearts together, marry our hearts with the universal solvent, water. The liquid crystal superconductor of the universe is all around us and in us. It's what binds us together, and it will take our frequency, our resonant, heartfelt, loving intention, and it will magnify it and broadcast it universally. And that this is what is going to take place on Sunday, the 21st of June at 6 p.m. Everybody that you know, you've got to get them into at least a 9-minute prayer or a 90-minute prayer as the prayer wave goes around the world. We're starting
on the
West Coast.
And you're
going to
help them set up. You've got coordinators that were helping people understand. They can just go to your website, H2O Live. And
it's live h2o.org, www.liveh2o.org.
Okay. Now, when they go there, there's places for them to go and get more information about setting it up in their community.
Yes. Everyone who is awake and aware has to be a part of this. In fact, we're fulfilling Revelation 13, which is a whole chapter about loosing the beast, ousting the beast out of the water. Your body temple.
Ousting the beast. Yay, I'm all for it.
That's what we're doing. And Aurora, you know that the Mayan calendar ends December 21st, 2012, right?
Right.
Okay,
so
if you go to Revelation... Go to Revelation 13:5, and it tells you to count 42 months where the cucka is going to hit the fan on this planet because some action is going to be taken to oust this beast out of the water. Count 42 months precisely back from December 21st, 2012, 42 months back is June 21, 2009.
Wow.
We're about to oust the beast. And brothers and sisters, God is calling you right now. You're either going to be in this or you're going to be out of it. And you've got to, if you want to
help, all of you light workers, we need you to come now. This is the call. This is the call to light. And
it is
time for us to unite. And it is time for you to, each one of you out there that hear this, to tell your friends to come to this broadcast. It will be archived. And tell them to listen to this broadcast and tell them to open their hearts and their minds to the fact this is the real deal that needs to be done now.
Yep.
We're the people and this is the time. So get
We're
out
fulfilling.
There, each and every one
yep.
of you, and get this message out. Also, at the conference in Sedona, where we'll be beforehand, you can really get people motivated. There's going to be all these people there, and we're going to have a table with hopefully some lens information on there on H2O Live. Have a little, maybe you'll make up a flyer for me so I can put it out there for you and remind all the people who are coming to the conference as well. Of course, I'll mention it in when I speak too. So Lynn, tell us about this Revelations, connection, will you please? You ran by it kind of quickly. Can you backtrack a little bit for us? We have a few minutes.
Yeah, sure. Okay, number one, you might want to write this down, folks. Do exactly as I just mentioned. Count the numbers yourself back from the day the Mayan calendar ends, 42 months. And we didn't set it like that. This is all set by the Creator. I didn't have anything to do with setting the date to this thing. I can tell you sisters in Hawaii did. At any rate, Book of Revelation 13 is very important. You'll see what is going to happen now as this beast comes out of the water. And then those who have faith and trust in our Creator and are engaged with the technology of creation that is devout prayer will be completely protected throughout. It's the fulfillment of the Book of Psalm 91 where you have 10,000 people dying at your left or 1,000 dying at your right, it doesn't matter. You'll carry the love of the Creator in your heart. You'll march through the valley of the shadow of death, fearing nothing. You'll have a fulfillment on this day of Revelation 14:1, which is the singing of a new song by 144,000 humble servants of the Creator who sing the praises of the Creator in the living water in such a way as to open up the vortices, open up the spiritual blessings maximally in your spirit-filled temple and throughout the planet, and that the communion divine shall take place, and that is the virtual rapture where we will uplift into this powerful light of love. The frequency that we will be singing at is 528 hertz frequency of love. That is the key to the house of David that Isaiah and the book of Revelation talk about, that is to be sung in these times, the end times, the beginning times, in such a way as we sing to instantaneously and miraculously shift the frequency of resonance on this planet back to the living God in us, the liquid crystal superconductor. 80% of your body is made of what Jesus said, I am the living water. You're full of the living water. The water is God. The water is part of the triune God. Do your Bible study in Genesis 1 through 6. It was there before there was the Word. It was there before even mention of the Holy Spirit. It is part of the triune God in us and around us. We're created in God. We are of God. And so that now this is the key to the house of David. David, Davidian, Star of David, is six-sided, hexagonal shape, structured water. It is the water inside us. That's why God said to Moses, I am the Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. It's the tetragrammaton. That's the molecular structure of the living water inside your body, the tetrahedron structure, and that the sacred geometry of the hexagon is the double water coming together. Two molecules form what Dr. Emoto is filming in the water crystallization and the snowflake design of a snowflake. This is reflecting the music of the house of David. This is King David, who sang, who prayed devoutly, who cherished the Creator maximally, who would go into battles singing, carrying this amulet, this shield of protection, announcing the coming of the Creator, is this sacred geometry of divinity, this hexagonal shape. It is all around us. It is in us. It's an obvious reality check. You've got to come out of fear, because essentially fear blocks the heartfelt faith and trust in the boss. And so this is what we're doing. This is all fulfilling Bible prophecy right now.
And you have reincarnated again to lead us.
And you reincarnated again to acknowledge the, basically, I'm telling you, the angels are doing it. It's not of me. It's obviously the same thing that when Jesus was healing people, he said, he says, it's not of me. It's not me that heals you. It is by your faith and trust that you are healed. That's what you just said a couple of minutes ago.
That's right. I feel while you were speaking just now, these profound truths, so eloquently, my whole body realigned itself. I mean, it was incredible. I just was realigned by the truth. It just
That's the power
connected
of it.
Every single dot for me.
Love you, sister. That's the truth that shall set us free. The resonant frequency and harmony with divinity is all we need for our salvation and evolution into this 1,000 years of world peace, kingdom of heaven on earth.
And we're the ones to usher it in.
Hallelujah. Praise
Hallelujah.
To the Creator for selecting us. Amen. Yep.
Amen. And wow. I'll tell you, it's quite an advancement there. I've had leadership roles in the past, like yourself, and I was on my report card when I was 5 years old that I was a born leader. And it's time for each one of us to lead our brothers and sisters out of the darkness now. And, Glenn has boldly and bravely gone forth with this information that is obviously profound and truthful. I mean, it's, to me, every word you spoke was thought truth. And thought truth is like absolute truth. And, I see this now, this transformation. In fact, while you were speaking, they were downloading to me upstairs. They said, this is why you incarnated here this time.
That's exactly what I feel, too.
Bring this moment to bear.
Yeah, that's exactly it. The most important time in Earth's history for spiritual evolution is coming to fulfill. For those of you who are Christians, Jesus said, a time will come when you will be walking on this planet, but no longer of it. And he also said, not only that, the kingdom of heaven is near, it's right here, right now. He didn't mean temporally far off in time. It's in your body. It's connected right to you through this musical, mathematical matrix of divinity that shall bless humanity maximally right here, right now. It's time. We're called now.
That's
so
right.
Come out of her, my people, lest she be infected by her lunacy and her hypocrisy and her insanity and her toxicity. Come into full faith. Come into that light. It is in you. It is right now. And it is so bright, and it's getting brighter. This is what Aurora and her work is doing with this concept of look into the heavens, see what's going on. See what's going on in the heavens as reflected inside your own body. There is light workers that are working for us right here, right now. And the limitations that we have are self-induced. We have bought into that we're subhuman. We're bought into that we need to be injected, infected, and intoxicated instead of spiritually uplifted. So this is what we've got to literally get out of. Turn the televisions off. Move into the love. Move into this heartfelt, loving intention.
Save your $1,000 a year and disconnect your cable TV. And use
That's
the money
exactly
for some
right.
vitamins.
You don't need it anymore. You even if you want to use that form of entertainment, you now have the internet and you have good radio programs like this. You don't need to be seduced anymore and lulled into intoxication.
Sleep. Until you're lulled to sleep.
Yes,
the best
that's
way.
Exactly right.
Best way. All of you, all of us light workers out there, I include myself, can make our dreams come true. Is to wake up.
Yeah, absolutely. And in high integrity. And what's the wake up for? But celebrating divinity within each other as brothers and sisters, as a holy family. We are the holy family that we've been waiting for. So
that's right.
It's time.
And we're united by consciousness.
Exactly.
By spirit. By God's spirit. That's what really is uniting.
It is a calling that is profound. It has the power of the universe behind the calling to bring us out and up in love and brotherhood, sisterhood. So this is the reality. Everything
now,
else, if you're engaged in worrying about everything from the economy to, you know, toxicity, you've got to come out of her. Pull your faith up into the love, the light, into what's real. And it's not this physical dimension. Look through these goggles. See what's taking place in the heavens. See under the microscope what's taking place in light and sound signaling within your own DNA. As
now
above,
we have microscopes
so below.
We have microscopes that can see our cellular reaction to love.
Yes, absolutely. This is the flow of the universe. It, you know, Aurora, we've already proven, and I'm working very humbly privileged to work with some of the world's leading geniuses in mathematics and physics. We now know with certainty that 528 hertz frequency is not just the center of the electromagnetic color and sound spectrums. It is the center of pi, phi, the Fibonacci series.
Oh, my God, Len, I have to tell
geometry.
You something. Len, that is the vibrational frequency at the Creative Life Center in Sedona.
And that's the frequency of love. Folks, when you love somebody, when you are in your moment in love, which is love joy, and tears come to your eyes, which is literally the streaming of the living water out of the windows to your soul, your tears reflect God. And that heartfelt love inside your heart that you feel is 528 hertz frequency. That is connecting you to each other's hearts and to the Creator. And that is the broadcast, that is the clear channel broadcast of love that the Creator has in store for us. That's available right here, right now, by choice. What tunes that on and tunes into it, turns it on, is a switch that you must throw right now. It is the switch that shuts down the television and the ego. It is a switch that opens up into full faith and trust in the prayerful technology of the spoken word of love. That's what this is about.
Yes. And I want you to know that when I was with the Atlantean crystal that I had for many, many, a long time, why Dr. Ray Brown was a friend of Michael's and mine, Dr. Ray Brown found this Atlantean crystal in a pyramid of Atlantis off the coast of Bimini, and he brought it to the surface world, and I've seen it come alive and pulsate and turn every color of the rainbow. And, and this medium, she channeled from England. She was a very good channel. She held the crystal, and the master spoke through her. And they said, when you are bright enough and light enough, that will be our signal upstairs to come and remove you from this planet. In other words, that's when our open contact can begin. And we'll be able to be free to come and go from this planet and be a member of the cosmic family once again. This planet will
That's
be liberated.
Exactly.
This planet has been in escrow, and it will be liberated. And the forces of light are here to liberate it. That's why we volunteered to come into Earth and embody it, and we are here to lead the way for the rest of the souls here on the planet who wish to also join with us on these higher realms of love and light. And this is what is taking place right now on planet Earth. As it says in Revelations of the Bible, when the Jews return home to Israel and the desert begins to bloom as though it were an oasis, the children who are born then will usher in the beginning of the end. And it's the end of the old way, and it's the beginning of a new way. And the new way is being birthed right now. It's like we're all 9 months pregnant, and we're ready to give birth. And we've carried along this baby in our womb for so long. And we're coming forth right now. Thank you, Dr. Len Horowitz, and thank all of you
out there
for being a part of today's show. Please give us a call at 800-422-0808 for more information, or 480-862-4840. I'm Aurora Light. Keep it bright. Until next time, stay tuned to the Progressive Tech Hour with Bill Alec, and stay tuned for the Cosmic Connection with Michael Elijah.
This is Bill Alec, and I'd like to say a few words today about channelforthemasters.com. Michael Elijah provides a direct voice channel to such entities as Ashtar, Archangel Michael, Saint Germain, and many others. He also provides full life readings for the star people and the light workers. And his website again is channelforthemasters.com. And I know Michael's been doing this work now for over 30 years. And again, his website is channelforthemasters.com.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cashflow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of your credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good? Now, That's right. Call our 800 number and listen to the 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. A way for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
When I walked into that room, the first thing I saw was you. You were waiting tables on that Sunday afternoon. When you turned to me and said, I'll be right with you soon.